And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian, and we have got a very special show for you today. It is an uninterrupted show at that. And I have got two of the principal cloud architects from Asperitus Consulting on, and we are really going to be talking heavy here, folks. I mean, this is getting into the weeds, and I love it. I've got Scott Wheeler and Jose Hervez on, and both of these guys are the thought leaders in their worlds, folks. So, you know, when we're getting a little bit of this flavor from them, I want you to, you know, dial back a little bit and maybe, you know, listen to this recording one or two times, because chances are you'll pick something up every time you listen. But gentlemen, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. This is great, having both of you on at the same time. Scott, let's start with you. You know, give us an idea of what Asperitus Consulting does. You two guys are two of the principals there, obviously. You know, give me an idea of who you're dealing with and what you guys do and specialize in.
I'm happy to be here, really excited. Asperitus Consulting, we really focus on the Fortune 2000, and our specialty is really providing hybrid, multi-cloud consulting services, professional services to those organizations. And what that usually amounts to is connectivity, data center transformation, which is making the cloud look like an extension of what you currently have, whatever cloud solution that is. Application transformation, which is basically, how do I move applications out and take advantage of the cloud? And then around that, the enablement around that is things such as security, automation, and design and strategy. And that's basically what we provide.
You know, that seems like it's a heck of a lot there, I got to tell you. Hey, Jose, let me ask you a question. You know, as a former member of the board of directors of a publicly traded corporation, it was very difficult, and I know this firsthand, it was very difficult for us to actually get things done, to move. And, you know, I remember, but when it came to things like IT, we were kind of left at a loss. We were at the mercy of our IT department. So, you know, they had to basically shove it down our throats. You know, what do you see as like the biggest hurdles in migrating enterprises to the cloud? Is it the inertia? Is it that board level inertia? Is it the fear? And I really love to get that understanding from you.
Oh, mostly it's fear from people from the cloud, compliance, security requirements. But most of the times is people has tried things with the cloud without planning ahead. Every company that we have worked with that has failed before us was always because there was not a good planning and a new strategy, and they never understood really what they were doing. They were just trying to get one thing done at a time without thinking about the roadmap for the future. That's primarily with a big problem with people.
It sounds like that's probably one of the biggest common mistakes that customers are making. Scott, I mean, you know, do you see that? And I guess aside from misplanning this whole thing, is there, you know, what else are they doing wrong? Because it seems like a lot of people are wasting money and resources, and they don't seem to know what they're doing. You know, what are the common mistakes out there?
A lot of people are going through the process, and usually the mistakes are not getting help and not understanding, as you said, the roadmap. But getting experience in, whether that's hiring people on who have done things before, or bringing in professional services organizations like ourselves, you know, most organizations, like in everything, you know, when you repair your house or whatever, right, you can get it done. But if you take some time and get some help, or, you know, get some training in it, usually it goes a lot smoother. So that's generally it. It's people falling over and making the mistakes. And in the current business environment that exists, you know, time is money. Most organizations can't afford, they're not in the kind of industries that can afford taking a year or two while they figure out and stub their toe on all the mistakes. You really want to make that a quick and seamless process.
No, that you know what? I think you hit the nail on the head there. Jose, you know, we've heard the term roadmap now a couple of times. You've mentioned it, you know, and Scott's mentioned it. You know, from 30,000 feet, you know, and again, I am an immigrant to this world of technology. So, you know, I need to learn these things, and I learn something every day. Give me an idea of how you design a roadmap for migration. And try to keep it fairly simple so that I can understand it.
So first of all, the most important thing, and that happens in a lot of organizations, is really understand what the organization really has. in terms of workloads, applications, servers, network. Most of the organizations that we work with, they tell us, we have everything documented. But really, when you ask the documentation, they don't have everything documented. Or a lot of changes has been made since the documentation was created. So that's one of the big hurdles, is be able to understand exactly what you're going to be able to transform or migrate to the cloud. The other biggest problem that we is to understand as well is application dependencies. All the applications in a company, they're normally interconnected by something. That's the biggest key here that a lot of organizations don't understand, because as you mentioned earlier, there is multiple different departments within a large organization, and sometimes they don't talk to each other. So that's one of the biggest hurdles. Once you get past that hurdle, is to be able to start designing exactly what the application looks like for the future. So what is something the company goals? So if an application is going to stay forever because it's the core business of the organization, how we're going to be able to scale it, be able to make it bigger as the customer base increases, or to be able to support any customer needs that they are, if it's an internal application. And you know, it's from there on kind of working to building exactly all those building blocks that actually gets to the end, to the finish line.
Well, Jose, let me dig a little bit deeper on that, only because you've got me intrigued here. What if there's a company out there that is starting from scratch? And, you know, they have, you know, say, and let's throw out an industry that might overnight become huge, cannabis. All right. Say all of a sudden there's a cannabis e-commerce site, and they're going to create this huge business around it. What would you recommend? How does, I mean, and I guess without giving away the secret sauce, you know, is it much easier to start? I would think from that level, because you've got a blank, you know, blackboard. But what advice would you give to those startups right now that are really starting from scratch and are trying to figure out their IT needs?
Well, first, start small and try to understand exactly what you're trying to do, but with the idea that whatever small you start, you have to think about the future and be able to understand your business or how much growth you're going to need. One of the biggest problems that a lot of organizations have is they start with infrastructure, they start with whatever needs are, and all of a sudden their customer growth, like you're talking about, there is a big growth organization, and all of a sudden people don't have enough resources and they have to start all over again. And then you start with legacy, yeah. Which is what has happened to a lot of large organizations. And it's really easy to get into that place right there in the world, because is people don't think really on the future. They always think about how I'm going to solve for my problem today.
Well, it's a vicious cycle. It really becomes a vicious cycle. And well, Scott, you know, one of your expertise is around security. Let me ask you, because that seems to, that for me, I remember at the exchange level, you know, when we would make decisions, it would be the most important part of every decision that we made. And I don't care if we were migrating workloads, you know, to the data centers that we owned or whatever the case was, it was always a question of security. What do you tell people, especially these large enterprises that are sitting on, you know, such critical assets? What do you tell people about security and how you handle it?
Well, security is a complex, subject and a complex thing to integrate, because you're dealing with a couple different dimensions, right? You're dealing with physical security coming in through, electronic connections. You're dealing with people, right? You're dealing with a bunch of different aspects to that. And generally what we use is to evaluate all of that, whether it's cloud or on-prem or however you want to look at your wherever your applications are hosted, is there's a cyber defense matrix that kind of lays that out, the people, the applications, all the rest of that, and then talks about the kind of threats. So we'll go into an organization and analyze with that framework what controls they have and what controls they need. Sometimes there's governance and compliance, like in the financial industry or in the healthcare industry, right? And you have to map those, because different organizations are going to have different levels of need in each one of those dimensions. So generally, we use a framework to do that. And then after that, it becomes, you know, domain knowledge for the specific industries of what you need. And then it becomes a technical issue of, okay, how are we going to address each one of those and make sure that the CISO sleeps well at night?
You know, it's funny. You explained in 2 minutes what we would literally have meetings for, 6 hours about. I mean, where were you when I needed you? You know, and this was 10 years ago. There you go. Hey, you know, gentlemen, this has been great. I want to leave one more question, though. And you know what? Both of you jump in. You know, Jose, why don't you start with it? And the question is this. You know, where do you see the state of the industry right now? I mean, it's so dynamic. It's in flux and it's changing. I mean, I'm trying to educate myself and I'm reading something new every day. You know, where is, as Wayne Gretzky would say, where is that puck going? You know, it is, and Jose, we start with you. Where do you see it going? Do you see anything disruptive out there that's going to change, you know, that's going to be a real game changer?
Well, the biggest thing that we're seeing is more and more companies are moving into the cloud, the public clouds for their applications. It's becoming cheaper and cheaper. One of the biggest things concept there is the storage, on-premises storage. Now there is no way to beat the prices in the cloud. And this one of those biggest concerns that people have right now is like, oh, how I can migrate my workloads. But there is a lot of trends in the future where every day we see more and more and more companies. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, pretty much since the inception of the public cloud services. And it's amazing that, you know, the organizations that, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they used to tell you, we'll never move into the cloud. Now they are starting to, can you guys help us move into the cloud? Because we need to start changing into a cloud-first mentality.
Well, you know, it's a question of survival, I mean, isn't it, Scott? I mean, it used to be where, if you think about it, and I remember the time when IT and IT spend was more a luxury item. You know, you were doing it, your competitors weren't. But now, I mean, this is a question of survival, is it not?
Absolutely, and I think the trend that you're seeing there is, you know, everybody goes, what cloud am I going to go into? And the point is, you're going into a grocery store, right? You're not going in to buy just a loaf of bread. You want to be able, as an organization, go out and buy and integrate any service. You know, and the services that provide the most value are usually the prepackaged ones, like software as a service, like you think about Salesforce or Office 365, these things that you can just plug in. So an organization, I think the trend is an organization being able to be nimble enough to be able to connect to these services and then disconnect from them when they don't need them anymore, and do that in a secure way, a secure and performant way. I think that's really where things are going. And you see technologies like for custom apps internally, like containerization and other technologies like that, starting to allow people to move workloads between different clouds, or in the case of, like, we have a cloud connectivity practice, which just focuses us strictly on optimizing your ability to connect to, secure, and consume, you know, whatever services are out there easily.
You know, I was going to follow up with something, but that's probably the perfect place to stop. You know, those are such wise words indeed. I want to thank Scott Wheeler. I want to thank Jose Herbiz from Asperitas Consulting. And folks, do me a favor, go to their website. And if you are in the business of you know, maybe handling your customers or your company's cloud migration, these are the people that you want to talk to. Gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure. I really want to thank you. This has been fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you.
You've been listening to Cloud Sense. This is Jack Barugian, and I'll be talking to you soon.